sizonke losi awungeke sithandwe ngabo bonke abantu thina asizonke losi awungeke sithandwe ngabo bonke abantu thina asizonke losi awungeke sithandwe ngabo bonke abantu thina basa
DJ Haim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Is Law and Disorder.
To Today on Law & Disorder, our own Marjorie Cohn tells us how states have responded after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in its Dobbs decision.
She'll provide us with an overview of where the states are heading, and we'll learn how California, Michigan, and Vermont are...
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
My love, will I love you so? won't you leave it to me? Don't ever be ashamed if you'll give me a chance. I'll take care of everything. You know your troubles I'll share.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. Jump. Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. Discover more helpful tips and resources at fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Thank you. play my love with dynamite, dynamite, dynamite. Ow! Did you say I made you feel alright?
I sleep kinda hard. I might even forget what went on in the dark. But seem like to me, girl, I heard you say early this morning, about the break of day.
Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Did you say I made you feel alright?
Oh yes, yes.
Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite?
Now, I remember putting a quarter in this old hotel bed to get the good old vibration from your feet to your head. But it's easy to assume in a hotel room that's been used over and over by the brides and grooms.
Didn't you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Didn't you say I made you feel alright?
You know what to say. It makes you feel so good. Now my dreams are wild, sometimes like a child. Dream I had everything, but wake up with nothing but a smile. But deep down inside, I kind of feel the way you smiling, girl, last night was for real.
Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Say I made you feel alright. Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Did you say we'd do it again tonight? Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite?
Thank you. and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a mucker rode it. When along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muck-a-mack with me, you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. That I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land.
WRCT in sound from way out.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, this you have to see. Herschel Walker did what was probably not a good idea. He held a press conference to talk about this scandal that has surfaced as he is accused by one of the mothers of one of his children of urging her and subsequently paying for her to get an abortion, despite claiming to be completely against abortion, claiming that abortion is murder, claiming that he is against any exceptions for abortion, health, life of the mother, incest, rape, all these different things. And this one was essentially an abortion of convenience, according to the mother, who said he said it wasn't the right time for him to be having a baby. He decided to hold a press conference. And I have to tell you, this is the most disastrous press conference I can remember. This is as bad as any Trump press conference. And I remember when Trump talked about injecting bleach. OK, Herschel Walker can barely speak. And so when you put him in front of reporters who are going to ask questions, it's bound to be a disaster. And it was. I don't even know where to start. Herschel Walker was asked, have you, now that it has been identified that the woman making the claim about the abortion is one of the mothers of your children, that's a known number of people. Have you reached out to one of the mothers to ask them, hey, are you the one? And he says no. And the explanation is seems like something out of a Dr. Seuss novel.
Any of the mothers of your children?
No.
To ask why? Why not?
Why'd I need to?
Well, because according to the article, one of the woman who says that you paid for her to have an abortion is also the mother of one of your children. It seems like that's an easy way to...
Because of the article, I had more kids.
Okay. He says, because of the article, I had more kids. What does that mean? I don't know. An article forced him to have a child somewhere? The article impregnated someone with his DNA? What does that mean? Because of the article, I had more kids.
That's why I didn't reach out to anyone, because I said no. And that's what I mean. When I said no, I said it's not correct. That's a lie. And that's what I mean. That's a lie.
But if the woman said that, then
yes,
she...
Yes, let me go to her.
Thank you. You said that if this did happen, there's nothing to be ashamed of. How do you...
Wait, I never
that?
Said... I
you
never
said that this morning on YouTube.
No, what
show.
I said, I was talking about...
Now, he did say that, and I'll have the clip. So, first of all, he's told, you said this morning in an interview, if this did happen, it's nothing to be ashamed of. He's like, I never said that. He did, and I'll play it for you in a moment.
Something totally different than if this did happen. I said, with my ex-wife and with my past, nothing to do with what this woman said. I said, this here, the abortion thing is false. It's a lie. And that's what I said. I said, anything happened with my ex-wife or what Christian was talking about, I don't know.
Okay. So he said, I didn't say that thing this morning. And yet here he is saying that thing yesterday morning, that it would be nothing to be ashamed of if it were true.
I'm saying I've been forgiven because of all the things I did when I went to my the thing with my ex-wife and all that.